We are back in session at 7:34. Okay, the next item on the agenda. I move that we untable the MEA's recommendation to accept the agreement with the MEA to extend their contract through December 31st, 2012 and forego schedule 1% pay increase, with the salary schedule being the same as 2010 and 11, and the same thing for the following year.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries. It is off the table. Next up is to untable the recommendation to freeze classified and administrator salaries steps, administrator steps and salary schedules. So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, the next item on the table is to accept the, it has been recommended that the Board of Education accept the agreement with the Marysville Education Association to extend the contract through December 31st, 2012, and to forego a schedule 1%. Now, this is for the classified.
I know that, but the date is different. That's not the correct date. I think it's June 30th. It's June 30th. Is that correct, 2013?
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah, it'd be 32
school years. I'm reading off my
sorry
agenda.
About that.
No, that's all right. It's all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Contract through June
30th, 2013.
Is that
correct?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry. Yeah. There you go. That's why we brought you down. Okay. It is recommended the Board of Education accept the agreement with the Marysville Education Association to extend the contract through June 30th, 2013, and to forego a scheduled 1% pay increase, with salary schedule being the same as the 2010-2011 school year, and to forego scheduled step increases for the school year 2011-2012 and 2012-2013. So moved.
Discussion after.
Oh, I'm sorry. There are discussion if you would like.
I just want to make my point that my concern with this contract is that it barely gets us through FY13. It leaves really no room for error. We all know from past history we'll likely find ourselves in troubled waters and budget challenges, and by doing this, we're tying the hands of this board, in my opinion, to deal with those. We'll deal with them like we have in the past, where we had to talk about painful cuts and levies. And I think that I'm disappointed that this wasn't done through the formal negotiation process, and that we were pretty much put in a corner to say vote on this. And it was already sold to the community in a way that was basically, you'd be a fool not to take it. And so, whether people on this board feel pressured to vote yes just based on that, and then later on we find ourselves dealing with the consequences of this, I think is just unfortunate. So.
Okay. I certainly appreciate your candor, and I imagine it. I imagine everybody in here does as well. Was there any other further comments? Please.
Yeah, just to further that a little bit, the when you Mr. Baird and you guys and wherever you went to spoke, I've been in this community for a long time. I graduated from Arizona. My kids graduate. You don't have to tell me that this is a great school district. I already know that. I wouldn't be sitting here if I didn't believe that. And this wasn't, what happened is I believe that the community was sold that the board let the community down by not accepting this. And really what happened is that knowing that negotiations were to happen in December, but yet this actually moved everything forward, and we were never notified as a board, or we have a negotiating committee here, never notified that there was negotiations even going on, and then all of a sudden it was laid on us that here you go, accept this, and this needs to happen. And so we're caught in the middle saying, oh wow, we didn't even know there was negotiations, we didn't even know we had a part in this, and we didn't have a part in it. Here it is, here's the offer, to take it and leave it. And so it really put us, backed us up in the corner saying, we need more information. So when we tabled it, you know, the whole community, the teachers and everyone were bashing us because we tabled something that we knew nothing was coming our way in the beginning. So that's really what happened. So, and you're shaking your head, but did you receive anything? You're on the negotiating committee.
Yeah.
Did you?
Not notified.
Either these guys are all lying or we don't have it.
It was in the paper. Well, I read it in the newspaper.
That's how I write about it, too.
Yeah.
That's how I found out about it,
back
in the newspaper.
First of June.
And anytime there's negotiations.
It was a June. That was June 22nd.
Should be.
That's when I
write
about
it. 4 or 5 months of notice. So, anyways, I just wanted to make that point.
As board members, how far in advance do you receive your board agenda and your notes and information?
Usually Friday for a Monday meeting.
Okay, Thursday.
So you have several days to review it?
If we get information to review, yes. If we get the information to review.
So you're saying you did not know teachers voted to suspend this in the beginning of June?
No, we did not.
We knew the week before. We knew the Tuesday before.
I found out Wednesday in the press release.
That's how I found out. And even that's not negotiations, and that's the other thing we're talking about here, right? I mean, that's basically...
This isn't negotiations. It is simply the teachers trying to do what's best for the community and the community of
Hold on.
We've been at these meetings for how long where you've talked about different things. You had to know that we would come and try to do our part. We have for how many years that I've been here? 13.
I understand. I think the point being it's more of a formal, the formal process of when an offer comes, you know, we're agreeing to an offer that's, although we didn't sit down and negotiate it, it still follows that same channel. You have to open negotiate, you have to file your paperwork, you know, the negotiations are open, the contract is open, and then both sides have to vote to close it.
If you don't like the haste, you need to talk to the governor and have a united front as a board about that, because that's where the haste came from.
It is not where it came from. We've been talking about this for over a year. It is not.
Okay, then why are you complaining that you only knew about it for a week?
What we've been talking about.
Okay.
And that's plenty of time to review the information.
I know.
Okay.
We haven't been talking about this specific offer for over a year. We've been talking about this specific offer
for a week.
Right. Well,
we're at a point where it's time to make a decision regardless of the path that brought us here, regardless of the position you have with this, we have a decision to make as a community about our students and about their education and about the people that work to educate them. And we could spend hours bashing, and that's exactly where this is starting to go, and it isn't what it should be. This should be about what is best for our kids, and if the teachers perhaps went a different path than maybe was perfect, it wasn't to err on any side other than to benefit our students and those people that are about ready to lose their jobs. So we can continue to discuss this if it's what you feel is most advantageous to our community.
No, actually, I would like to get to the vote. And Mr. Fraker was just merely making a comment. Okay.
Exactly, but it was...
But I understand we're not taking public comments.
I'm not on either side.
So, Mr. Fraker, if you want to finish your thought, and then we can move on.
I'm done.
Were there any, Mr. Freudenberg?
I'm done.
Mr. Greer?
No, it's just a very unfortunate that we, as a board, or at least most of the members, didn't receive any information about this other than what appeared in a press release in the newspaper. That's how we found out about the offer.
And that's not directed at the union or the teachers.
No, not at all.
That criticism that about not being in negotiations was not directed at them. I think Roy was just pointing out, listen, don't attack us and don't blame us. I mean, he was justifying why we tabled it.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay. There's a motion on the table. I need a second, please.
Second.
Moved and second. Then roll call, please.
Mr. Mayden.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
No.
Mrs. Greer?
No.
Mr. Fraker?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. All right. The next item, I'm going to try to read this, and I'm sure Mrs. Greer will correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, this has number 7, with the accepting the freeze of the classified administrator acceptance schedules. I move to modify that recommendation consistent with the MEA foregoing a 1% increase in salary
in
the school year 2011-2012, that the board enact a uniform reduction in salary for the administrator and the classified staff of 1% for the 2011 and 2012 school year. That makes sense? I need a second. I moved it, so someone needs a second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries.
And that's just for 2011.
Right. That's just for this school year.
Right.
And then we'll discuss next school year later on. All right. There's no other business then.
I move for your adjourn.
I second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay. We are adjourned.